Well, we welcome everybody this morning. Regulars and visitors alike, we're glad you could join us this morning for Sunday school time. I'm going to tell you a story this morning. Now, I'm going to incorporate my scripture reading in with my story, so if you want to turn to it, you can. If you're not, it's Chapter 1, verse 4. I'm going to use the people's names in this story, the actual people and their actual names, because it is a true story. And I personally don't know the people, but someday I may. We all may. Maria Graver was at the park in Seattle, Washington, one day with her husband and daughter, just relaxing. And while her husband and daughter were playing down by the river, this man came walking down the hill towards her. He walked up to her and said, "Hi, my name's Bob. God loves you, and everything's going to be okay," and handed her a testament and walked away. A little while later, when her husband and daughter came back up, her husband asked, "Who was the man?" She said, "I don't know. I just know his name's Bob." She made a mental note in her mind that it was 2:10 in the afternoon when Bob had came by. As they were heading home, they received a call that their son had been shot in a road rage incident and was being transported to a military hospital as they were speaking. At the hospital, as they waited, finally a doctor came out and told her that the personnel in the trauma unit had prayed for their son as he was being transported to the hospital. He went on to say that on a typical Sunday, there's one doctor in the ER and one doctor on call. But on this Sunday, the commander of the hospital had arranged a special training for doctors that were being ready to be deployed to Iraq. And on that day, there was many of the top surgeons in the nation were in that hospital. But he went on to say, "I'm not going to give any false hope, but your son has less than a 25% chance of making it." The extended family gathered in the waiting room, and Maria remembered the testament the man gave her. She pulled it out of her pocket, opened it to Acts chapter 1, verse 4. It read, "As being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard." She gasped, "Was Bob an angel?" Here they were gathered together, and Bob had said everything's going to be okay. As the family was gathered together, they used this testament, used some of the helps listed there, and as time went on, they used it to gain courage. And as time went on, the son did recover after much rehab, but the family was led to a local church, and individually and collectively, each one of them accepted the Lord. The story goes on. Maria said, goes on and tells a story that 2 weeks before her father-in-law passed away, he also accepted the Father, the Lord, and went on to describe her father as being a very stubborn man, very set in his ways, and very hard. But he also accepted the Lord 5 weeks before he passed away. As she looked back over the police records later on, the records indicated it was exactly 2:10 in the afternoon when her son had got shot, the same time that Bob had handed her the testament. Who was Bob? Was Bob an angel? Well, it depends how you define an angel. If you define an angel as somebody that's inspired by God, then Bob was an angel. Bob was an ordinary person. An ordinary person just like me. That didn't come up with some real good excuse that day to be doing other things. I can come up with a lot of legitimate excuses not to show compassion or care about somebody. I got a business to run. I got a family to raise. I got things to do. And they're not bad excuses. But there's one excuse I use that should never be used as an excuse. And I'm pretty guilty of this. I just do not care about that person enough to take a little bit of time out of my day and maybe hand him a testament, share him the Word of God. Who was Bob? Well, the story goes on and says, several months later, the Washington State Fair, Marie and her family were there, and they noticed this man that she recognized, and she walked up to him, "Are you Bob?" And he said, "Yes. I am Bob Minoy." And she went on to talk about the day at the park, and he recalled that day. And he shared about it, and she shared about it, what it did for her, and how the impact it hurt their life, and they became great friends as a family. And as I read this story, and I thought about this, and I thought about our lesson this morning, and I thought about my own life at times, and I was saying, you know what? There's some days I just do not care enough about that person. And if that's the reason or the excuse I use, let's pray. God, we again lift the day to you. God, we're thankful for you guaranteeing us a day. God, you allowed us to come to church this morning. You allowed us to gather together. And God, you challenged us this morning to, you love everybody. You know, in your eyes, there's no enemies. And you care and give compassion for them all. God, we're challenged to show that compassion and love, too. God, just lift the teachers you this morning. Lift Doug, too, as he brings a message. And as we go about our day, just in a week, and we just pray our blessings on us. In your name we pray, amen.